How is it that we find ourselves surrounded by such complexity, such elegance?
The genes of you and me, the genes of you and me, we're all made of DNA. We're all made of the same chemical DNA.
Hello, you're listening to DNA Today, a genetics podcast and radio show. I'm your host, Kira Dineen. DNA Today informs you on what's happening in the genetic world. During my broadcast here, I educate you, the public, on genetic and health topics through news and interviews. Guests feature lots of different people, including genetic counselors, researchers, doctors, patient advocates, and professors. My guest today is Jim Cavan, CEO and president of Backpack Health. Backpack Health is a mobile and cloud-based app that helps people with chronic, serious, and rare health concerns better manage their health journeys. Backpack Health's mission is to empower patients by making it easier for them to access, own, and control all of their health information to support better health for themselves, their loved ones, and communities. Just like a real backpack, the portable, multimodal, multilingual app allows users to carry around what matters most, their personalized, comprehensive medical information and documents in one central location, which is important when you have a lot of information going on. Backpack Health is also providing a platform for organizations to engage patients, collect up-to-date data, and build communities around the globe. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing about Backpack Health.
Kara, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
How did Backpack Health begin? Where was the inspiration?
That's a great question, Kara. My background is in emergency medicine and then in a variety of health research areas and health technology. I was inspired after the birth of my niece, who was born with a genetic connective tissue disorder. And I watched the experience my sister had caring for her and my niece has caring for herself with lots of information, carrying around binders or worrying about flash drives that really aren't usable, feeling like she can't travel very far from home because what happens if something untoward happens that she needs to share the information and she doesn't have her binder or her hospital. And I thought, connecting the dots, there had to be an easier way because there are tens of millions of people living with these types of complex, rare, or chronic health conditions that I think this is also an impediment in improving the quality of their life. So I had the privilege of having some great contacts in the technology world, and we all sat down and put our heads together and thought if we could build something that really provided value for patients and for their non-professional caregivers, meaning their families or loved ones, whatever, you know, however they are able to care for themselves uniquely, that would be a really usable tool.
And patients often have so much information that they're trying to sift through and keep track of, and doctors don't always know the information that they're giving to have everybody knowledgeable. So I can imagine this app is so helpful in putting that all together and having it essentially on your phone in your hands.
It certainly is. You know, we strive to, with a few real key areas that we want to empower patients for. The first is to help them or their caregivers, family caregivers, be a health historian for them. It's impossible to have any type of healthcare empowerment really regardless of your medical condition, but if you have something complex, you can't be empowered if you don't actually have complete information. So the challenges we all face with doctors' offices or hospital systems having lots of difficult-to-access medical files or health records, that faces everyone. It faces those living with complex, rare conditions many times more. So this is one place where all that information can go. It can be stored as the patient chooses to organize it in a way that makes sense to them. They can actually upload files into Backpack Health and have them there securely under their control exclusively. And they're there for them to choose who has access to them. If they wish to share them with a loved one, if they wish to share them with a healthcare provider, that is all up to the account holder.
And your family has benefited from you starting this. What's your role today at Backpack Health?
So I have a great role. I'm president and CEO, but I'm really, my job is as coach and advocate. I have a wonderful team now spread out across around the globe who are dedicated and who are committed to improving this idea of patient empowerment. And we have software engineers and security experts and ethicists and software designers who really spend a lot of time looking at all this. I have the best job in the world. I get to coach them, and then I get to make sure that we're always rowing in the same direction, which sometimes isn't always easy when you have a lot of different aspects of a product that need to be developed. But we have a very high commitment level. Our staff is very focused. The values that we bring to bear keep coming back because the product keeps gaining in functionality for the patient and their caregivers, as we talked about. We listen. We use that access to patients, and the product becomes better. So better accessibility, more features to make life easier for the individuals, and that's really what this is all about.
And are there specific groups you'd say that would particularly benefit from this service? We've talked about people that have rare diseases, other genetic disorders. Who have you targeted this to use?
Well, targeted might be a difficult, an odd word, but we have been very happy and flattered by the response we've had from a lot of medical foundations that work with complex or rare or chronic conditions. In many cases, we are partnering with those organizations so they can provide this to their patient communities as a way to help them with organizing and being that personal health historian that we were talking about. That provides both a better sense of user engagement for those organizations, as well as providing really real value to the patient and their care community, their care circle. On the sort of backside of that, the foundation can, if the patient consents to it, have access to de-identified aggregated information that the foundation can make available to researchers in order to try to improve the condition, to try to improve the situation that the foundation seeks to resolve or improve the quality of life.
And that must be just so valuable for people in the rare disease community, especially because if they have come together and say it's a rare disease that 20 people have been identified and now they are connected in some way through social media, blog posts, something of the sort, that if they would like to, they could share this information, and even through the de-identified method that you offer, to be able to give that to maybe a researcher that they've partnered with to say, well, here's the 20 of our health data to help research this disease and find treatments and ultimately cures.
That's exactly right, Kara. This is about, in the end, providing utility, but in the long term, our goal is to hope that this effort will capture information that can be utilized to improve the quality of life for those living with these conditions. This is all about breaking down what everyone complains. I know the rare and complex patient communities always complain about the difficulty with silos and accessing information and all the different projects and things. We really hope to straddle over that. We hope that Backpack, being multilingual, we can right now collect homogeneous data across 5 different languages. That has already given us the ability to now be in 61 countries. So the global reach of Backpack is significant and very unique in that it's homogeneous data. If we collect it in one of our languages, we can translate it and it means the same in the next language. So that's interesting for building these patient communities. It's also very interesting for and very usable for patients who may travel and still have a health condition they need to be aware of. We just recently heard a story of a woman who has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and collapsed while transiting the Lisbon, Portugal airport. She was able to have her backpack emergency card accessed in Portuguese by the local authorities, and she was treated appropriately, and what could have been a very bad situation for her resolved quite positively, and she was kind enough to share that experience with us.
Not only are you offering a place for people to keep their data and access it, but now they can be in a different country and have the hospital actually see that data and translate it to their language and potentially save a life. That's groundbreaking.
Correct. We're very excited about that. This was actually inspired by being at I was at a meeting and I met a person who was standing there talking to me about backpack, and I noticed that she was wearing 5 different medical bracelets. And again, with my clinical background in emergency medicine, I sought to ask her, why are you wearing so many of these medical bracelets? And so as she explained to me, well, these are for the different medications and these are for the different conditions, and I just have no way of making sure everyone knows. So what we did at Backpack was we built what we call an emergency share card. And that emergency share card is as up to date as the last time you logged into your backpack, and it has all of your contact information that's appropriate, the emergency contacts you might wish. It has your information about your disorders, your diseases, your conditions, your medications, a summary of everything. And it is translated any of our presently 5 languages: English, French, Spanish, German, and Portuguese. We do have more languages coming this year, and we have had an awful lot of very positive response to that.
And it's great that users can access this information but also be editing this information. How can they go about doing that?
The Backpack user profile is completely controlled by the user, or if they have another caregiver who they have given access to, if they happen to be a minor, say. Their profile is something they can complete themselves. We have essentially a note-taking function so that as your condition changes, you just keep adding medications. If you want to put notes in about one side effect or another, or different events, all of that just grows cumulatively. You can attach medical records to it, and that so you have those copies of those medical records in there as well. The information is not presently able to be directly uploaded from your EMR through Backpack as a digital format, but we will be releasing some functionality to that effect later this year, so please stay tuned. We're pretty excited about that.
And it sounds like you can really upload any type of information. Is there a limit to certain information that you can't include?
There is no limit. It is your account. We know people store lots of medical records. There's thousands and thousands of pages in there already. We also know people who travel a lot store photocopies of their passport or their international immunization records. That there's no limit. There's plenty of storage if you're using the Backpack Pro account, and the cost of storage and the capacity for storage in the cloud is the cost is very low and the capacity is very high and very secure.
And we mentioned before that users can control who is accessing this information of, you know, if someone is a minor, having their family members access, but also possibly friends co-manage. How does that work and how can you share it with the healthcare providers that we've mentioned?
It's a great question. Backpack functions on an internal navigational system we call share cards. Those share cards can be minors. So if you had your own account, you could have as many minors as you wish. Or you could have an elderly dependent. You can have as many of those as you wish. You, if you had a partner or a spouse, you could link your 2 accounts, and if you both agreed, then that person could have access as well. You can have as many of those connections as it works in your life for your family and the design that suits you best. We do not in any way try to make determinations about what someone's family life or structure should be. There's a million different combinations that works for, including the ability we have with the share cards that they can be used to share information with a healthcare provider if you wish. You can also use them if, say, you have a child who is has a babysitter. You can give the babysitter temporary access to the child's information. Say you're going out for a few hours, the babysitter can be given temporary access that you can either choose to take back, or you can put a time delineation on that share card so that the babysitter has access from the start time to the known finish time of the session, and then it just goes away.
So many different options for people because we all have different situations. I'm even thinking of in my own family, it would have been so helpful to have this while my grandfather was going through his cancer diagnosis and surgeries. and chemotherapy, that it would have been great for my mom to have something like this, because she carried around all these binders that you're talking about to try and keep track of all this information, that she could have just had this in an app. It would have been great. One thing that I think listeners may be thinking of is how you keep users' information secure in today's day and age, with a lot of data breaches happening with Facebook and other major companies. How do you ensure that this information is going to stay private and only accessible to the people that the users want to access?
It is our foremost priority and something that we think about all the time. And it's not just big companies that need to worry about it. The technology and the ability to add security levels and have a robust security plan is essential. We're focused on it. Backpack Health stores its data securely in the cloud. We also store it on your local device, so that if you are without a signal on your mobile device, that you can still function with your data, because it's not going to do you much good if you can't get access to it. And when your device, if you make changes, when your device comes back, it resynchronizes itself. Also, if you do have an account that allows you to translate, your device will translate whether you have signal or not at the time. So if you happen to be traveling to somewhere on vacation and you need to translate your food allergy, you're able to do that whether you have signal at the lovely beachside restaurant or not.
Wow, that's impressive that you're able to do that, that once you download the app, that's part of the software that's downloaded with it.
Correct. And then if you should lose your phone or device, everything is securely in there. It's as good as the security passcode that you have on your phone or device. We do request people use two-factor authentication. But if you lose your device, it's very easy to recover it, because it's always securely stored in the cloud.
And why is it important for patients to be their own advocates? And any advice from the experiences that you've had with your own family and also of the users from your app that you've gathered from them, of them telling you stories and different things?
I think the best advice I can give is the healthcare infrastructure is stretched. Our physicians are so dedicated. Our nurses are dedicated. They all are committed to the patient's best interest, but they're really overtaxed. We have to take a look at our own information. We have to look at the information of our loved ones if we care for them and make sure that it's accurate. We need to be able to speak on our best behalf. It might be that, especially if you have a complex health condition, you may see multiple care providers who may not be talking to each other because they're not in the same health network. It's critically important that you can share that information with them accurately and in a timely manner. Otherwise, another healthcare provider may be making a decision based upon incomplete information that could adversely impact your care.
And this is giving patients so much, and patient advocates, so much power, in the sense that they're able to collect all of their information and keep track of it. And also, by doing that, being able to read and kind of understand what's happening more. Are there any specific resources, other than Backpack Health, obviously, that you recommend for advocates and patients to look into, to incorporate into their own healthcare?
The single biggest suggestion and guidance I can give is, if you are aware that you or a loved one have been diagnosed with a rare, chronic, or a complex health condition, find your local and national chapter of the patient foundation related to that condition. The local and national chapters can give you an enormous amount of information. They are the best spokesperson for patient advocacy, for patient access and rights. They can provide you with strong information, good guidance. Be cautious of the information you may see on social media, if it is just blogs or chat rooms, because it might be very well-meaning from other people, but it's difficult to ascertain the accuracy of it. The foundations are extremely accurate and extremely focused on improving the lives of the people that they serve.
And a great way to do that is going to rarediseases.org if you're referring to a rare disease, because that's the National Organization for Rare Disorders, and they have so many different patient advocacy groups in there that you can kind of go to them as the hub. If it's another, you know, something outside of the rare disease scope, hit Google and find something that's, you know, in your local area, because as you said, those people are the experts in that area and going to be able to point you to so many resources related specifically to what you're going on, what you're going through with your healthcare journey. How do you see the landscape of healthcare changing with patients becoming more active in their own healthcare? Of, we look 30 years ago, it wasn't really the case that patients were pushing for certain things and being able to advocate for themselves, but it's really shifting. How do you see it continuing?
Well, I think the shift is nothing but beneficial to patients. The demystification of patient information, the ability to start aggregating easily large population data sets is certainly very powerful. The improved communication between patients, foundations or advocates, and the patients, physicians, and professional care team is just critically important. Also taking into consideration that there is now the ability to capture supplemental data from things like wearable devices, which we can capture, to augment patient-reported or family member-reported data around real-world events, that is really powerful data that just wasn't available even 5 or 10 years ago.
And now that we've sold people on Backpack Health and they're like, wow, this sounds great, I have to go use this, where can people go to learn more about it and also to download the app?
We're happy to have you come and take a look at backpackhealth.com as our website. The app can be downloaded from Google Play or the App Store if you have an iPhone, and it's all available there. If you become a member and a user of Backpack, you may find that some of the we have a number of small foundations and patient advocacy groups who are already using us, and you can, if you have a diagnosis, you can join the groups inside Backpack and participate that way. Or you can just use it as yourself, and we will continue, because software is never done. So the Backpack app listens to our users. We keep building out more functions. We keep adding languages as people are asking us to. And every time we have another advocacy group foundation that joins, they always bring with them a few unique requests that are really special to their patient community, whether it be genetic mapping or creating all kinds of different tools for tracking the data elements that are important to them. So with each group that joins us, we become more robust.
It's such a great tool for people to be able to use, and I'm really excited to see you guys become more ingrained in what people are using, and just with today's day and age of data, being able to use this to really aggregate all that information. Thanks so much for coming on the show and sharing this with us. I'm sure we'll be hearing from you of different updates, and it sounds like you really take in users' suggestions to make the app better, which I think is so important and great to hear.
Kira, thank you very much. The important takeaway for everyone is Backpack is here for patients. We are doing everything that we can find to empower patients to become their personal health historians. That means the potential for better care, it means the potential to reduce their stress of managing all that information. It means having the power of now so that when the patient needs their information or their loved one needs to have their information, it's at their fingertips. We believe in that. It is something that if your listeners join and start using Backpack, I'd love to hear from them with more of their thoughts, ways we can improve it. We listen to that and we take that seriously.
And I love the term that you've been using of personal health historians. It's fantastic. It really brings patient advocates to a whole new level in terms of their own healthcare and decisions that they're making along the way. So I love that. Personal health historians. You guys can check out them on social media at Backpack Health. That's their handle on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. They're making it easy for you, as well as YouTube. and head over to backpackhealth.com for more information. And again, it's in Google Play and the App Store for Mac and iPhone users. And if you're interested in more information about the show, including almost 90 episodes, I think I'm at this point, dnapodcast.com. I'm on Twitter at dnapodcast, Instagram at dnaradio, and questions for the two of us can be sent into info@dnapodcast.com. And again, if you are enjoying your experience or have feedback with Backpack Health, they'd really like to hear from you. And I'm interested that if you listeners have had an experience with this, of seeing what that's been like for you. So thanks again, Jim, for coming on the show and sharing all this with us.
Kara, it's my pleasure. I look forward to catching up soon.
Thanks for listening, guys. And join me next week to learn and discover new advances in the world of genetics.
The genes of you and me, the genes of you and me, we're all made of DNA. We're all made of the same chemical DNA.